那么感谢神，让我们又平安的度过了一年。
And we thank God that we passed the year safely.
在我们互相道恭喜的时候，我们真的要很诚心的哈去纪念神在过去一年对我们的保守跟看顾。
I mean, when we greet everyone Happy New Year, we have to truly thank God for His guidance and protection the past year.
对，今天我们都能够来到神的圣殿里面，遵守他的安息是圣日哈，是福气。
And indeed, that we are able to hear to observe His Sabbath is truly His blessings for us.
那我们也求神哈，按照他的旨意跟他的应许哈，赐福给所有的弟兄姐妹。
And we ask God to keep His promise and protect us. Every one of us here.
好，那昨天晚上哈，昨天晚上呢，我们都听到 Tony 传道用有讲到路加福音人子耶稣。
And last night we heard from Peter Tony talked about the Jesus, Son of Man.
好，那路加福音基本上就记载了主耶稣哈一生的事迹了。
And in the Gospel of Luke, it recorded the lifetime of Jesus.
如果以人看哈，路加福音呢，也就是主耶稣的一个传记哈，百阿古。
So from the perspective of man, the Gospel of Luke is the biography of Lord Jesus.
对，我们在读路加福音的时候，哈，不能用这样的心态去读，只是读出来耶稣的一生的事迹而已，不能用这个心态，哈。
But when you read the Gospel of Luke, we cannot use the same mentality as reading what happened in Jesus' lifetime.
那么我们要看到当中，我们要看到神借着耶稣向我们所做的一切的事情。
But rather, we have to see what God wants us to learn through the lifetime of Jesus.
对，然后从这样的事迹里面呢，我们能够建立自己的信仰，相信这位神。
And through these events, we have to establish our own faith and belief in God.
所以读路加福音的时候，要用信心来读哈。
So when you read the Gospel of Luke, we have to read it with faith.
那么经过主耶稣的事迹之后呢，更证明我们所信的是这位真神。
And through these events, it truly proved that what Jesus is is God.
哦，所以说福音哈，福音不是一个理论 ，gospel.
So the gospel is not a theory.
对，更不是只是观念而已哈。
And the gospel is not just a concept.
而是要把它当成自己的信仰，深信主耶稣为我做了这一切的事情。
Rather, the gospel is something that we can confirm to our faith and to believe that these are the things that Jesus did for us.
好，所以从路加福音呢，我们事实上要学习顺服，要学习服事，要学习崇拜。
And in the Gospel of Luke, we have to learn to be submissive, learn to serve, and learn to worship.
所以主耶稣用他的生命来对我们说话。
So Lord Jesus used His lifetime to talk to us.
因此，我们要拿我们的生命哈跟他做回应啊。
So we have to use our life as a response to His.
好，也就是说，整个路加福音呢，事实上你看得到，就是主耶稣的一生的事迹啦。
So the Gospel of Luke records the event of the lifetime of Jesus.
好，那在第四章呢，我们看到有这么一段哈，就是主耶稣受试探的这一段事情。
In chapter 4, we can see that this is recorded events of Lord Jesus being tempted.
好，那一样哈，三这个四福音里有三个地方都记载，也就是路加福音第四章的1-13节，然后马太福音的第四章、马可福音的第一章都有。
So this event was recorded in three of the gospel books, in Luke chapter 4, verse 1-3, in Matthew chapter 4, and in Mark chapter 1.
所以我们可以看得到呢，主耶稣身为人子的时候，他一样会受到魔鬼的诱惑。
So you can see that when Lord Jesus became the Son of Man, he also received temptation.
好，我们先讲结论哈。
So let's have a conclusion.
对对对，我们先讲结论哈。我们先讲结论呢，讲什么呢？我们看约翰一书。
So we just firstly go through the conclusion. Let's turn to John, First John.
约翰一书哈，2:16。
First John chapter 2:16.
2:16。
First John chapter 2:16.
因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
16. For all this is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
好，从这节呢，我们看回耶稣受试探的这件事情。
So from this verse, we can refer back to when Lord Jesus was tempted.
好，我们看大家都有读这个，在过去上个礼拜有读哈，耶稣受试探啊，有三次哈。
So when we read these chapters, we know that there were three times, or it was separated into three events when he was being tempted.
对，我们把约翰福音约翰一书的二章十六节放进去，都不外乎这三样事情。
So these three things the Lord Jesus tempted was listed here in First John chapter 2, verse 16.
对，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
Which is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
也告诉我们什么？今天魔鬼要试探我们，也脱离不了这三个陷阱了。
So it means that when today, when the Satan tempts us, it's always around these three things.
所以以人来看，我们看回到路加福音了。
So let's turn back to Luke.
对，路加福音的第三章。
Luke chapter 3.
三章二十三节。
Luke chapter 3, verse 23.
约翰福音第三章二十三节。
Luke chapter 3, verse 23.
对，三章二十三节哈。路加福音哈，耶稣开头传道，年纪约有三十岁。一人看来他是约瑟的儿子，约瑟是西里的儿子。
Now Jesus himself began his ministry at about 30 years of age, being as was supposed to the son of Joseph, the son of Heli.
好，这边来，我们当中你看到哈，耶稣开始传道，年约三十岁，然后紧接下来说，一人看来。
So Lord Jesus was 30 years old when he started his ministry, and according to man.
对，英文它翻译哈，它叫 as was supposed， 就是以人的看法呢，耶稣确实是人的儿子。
So as was supposed, like in the eyes of man, Jesus was the son of a person.
好，今天呢，我们的身份呢，也有这个身份，我们也是人子。
And today we also have the same identity that we are a person, a man.
对，这个身份跟主耶稣在路加福音的身份是一样的。
And this identity is the same as Lord Jesus' identity in the Gospel of Luke.
好，但是呢，我们具有另外一个身份。
However, we have another identity.
好，来，我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
加拉太书的三章。
Chapter 3.
三章的二十六节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26.
加拉太书三章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
好，这边告诉我们哈，我们因信基督耶稣以后都是神的儿子。
And here it says that once we have faith in Lord Jesus Christ, we are all the sons of God.
主耶稣称为人子，也称为神子。
So Lord Jesus, he was called the Son of Man and also the Son of God.
也就是跟你我是一样的。
So it's the same as you and me.
今天我们受洗归入基督以后，也被称为神的儿子。
So today, after we receive the baptism, we are also called the sons of God.
所以我们为什么说路加福音呢？在读的时候，哈，跟我们很靠近，很贴切。
So that's why we read the Gospel of Luke. It's highly related to us.
主角是主耶稣。
The main character is Lord Jesus.
他有人子的身份，他有神子的身份。
He has the identity of the Son of Man as well as the Son of God.
看今天我们自己，我们也是有人子的身份跟神子的身份。
And today, the same for us, we have the identity of the Son of Man and Son of God.
所以我们跟耶稣在路加福音来说，身份是一样的。
So our identity is the same as Lord Jesus' identity in the Gospel of Luke.
哎，那我们就会说，那这样耶稣遇到的事情，我们也会遇到喽。
So it means that whatever Lord Jesus encounter, we will encounter as well.
好，那我们就来看他的试探这件事情。
So let's look at how Jesus was tempted.
好，我们先讲他的不一样。
Let's talk about things that are different.
哎，对，不一样，大家都比较喜欢哈。来，希伯来书。
And we both all like the things that are different. Let's turn to Hebrews.
四章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.
好，四章十五节。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15.
好，这个昨天郭传道有特别讲到这一段哈。
And even yesterday, Patrick Kuo also talked about this verse.
好，十五节。
15.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses.
对，因为他既是人子，我们也是人子，所以他能够体验身为人子时候的软弱。
And because he was the Son of Man, and we are also Son of Man, so he can sympathize our weaknesses.
好，再下来，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样。
And yet he is also in all points tempted, just as we are.
好，所以今天呢，我们也会说，在我们的信仰生活上面呢，有时候真的会受到魔鬼的试探。
So in our faith today, very often we encounter the temptation from Satan.
那看到路加福音，耶稣也一样啊。
So when we look at the Gospel of Luke, Jesus also encountered the same thing.
好，重点来的最后一句话，只是他没有犯罪。
But the main focus is that he was without sin.
这句话对我们来说非常重要。
So this phrase is very important to us.
好，今天我们要学习耶稣的，就是要学像他一样没有犯罪。
So today, what we have to learn from Lord Jesus is that we are without sin.
今天我们有神子有人子的身份，跟耶稣一样。
So today we have the same identity as Jesus, the Son of Man.
今天我们的耶稣在天上能够体恤我们身为人子的软弱。
And Lord Jesus in heaven, He can sympathize us for our with our weaknesses.
我们也跟他一样受过魔鬼的试探。
And we are just like Him, being tempted by Satan.
但是重点就是他没有犯罪。
But the focus is that He was without sin.
今天我们会拿这个当成一个借口，在信仰上当成一个借口。
And very often we use this as an excuse in our faith.
当我们做不到神交代我们的旨意，好，我们会说，因为我软弱嘛，我是人嘛。
And when we are not able to carry out tasks that was given by God's will, we often say because we're just human, we are so weak.
对，我的脾气就是不好嘛。
And we will say that we just have bad temper.
对，我的个性就是这样嘛。
And this is my character, my personality.
但是按照我们刚才所讲的，我们带有了人子的身份，又有神子的身份，这个就不能当借口了哦。
So, but as what we have just mentioned, we have the identity of the Son of Man as well as the Son of God, so we cannot use this excuse anymore.
所以，尤其刚才我们看到希伯来书四章十五节这边特别讲到他没有犯罪，那我们也必须没有犯罪哦。So
here it says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says that he, Lord Jesus, was without sin. So we have to be like him. Have no sin.
No sin, 哈。那今天我们只是有借口。
Just that today we have plenty of excuses.
啊，我们应该感谢神的连续啊。
But rather we should be grateful for God's mercy.
哦，他愿意接受我们的借口啊。
That He was willing to accept our excuses.
所以今天你跟我能够被称为神子啊。
So that's why you and me are. Called the Son of Man.
好，既然耶稣会受试探，那我们也会受试探喽。
So since Lord Jesus got tempted, we will also be tempted.
躲不掉的哦。
It's unavoidable.
好，刚才彼得，我们刚才看一开始哈，世界上这三样事情呢 ，always 总是在试探我们。
And just like what the book of First Peter said that these things, the three temptations, are always around.
好，我们看回整个事情哈。
So let's
我们再看到路加福音。
Let's turn back to Gospel of Luke.
好，路加福音，我们看第三章好了。
And we'll turn to chapter 3.
对，第三章的38节。
Chapter 3, verse 38.
38节哈，这边讲到了整个用第三章呢，哦，路加用第三章的一大半讲到耶稣的族谱家谱了哈。So
the last part of chapter 3, it talks about the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
好，我们看最后一段哈，这边说到说，以挪士是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是神的儿子。So
the in verse 38 says the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God.
对，好，我们立刻换到第四章。And
now we go to chapter 4.
好，这个第三章介绍完耶稣呢，追溯他的家谱呢，他是神的儿子。
So in chapter 3, at the end, it describes that Lord Jesus was the Son of God.
对，3章23节，这边有讲到，以人来看，他是人子。
But in verse 23, it says that it was supposed in the eyes of man, he was the Son of Man.
路加福音4章1节。
Now it goes to Luke chapter 4, verse 1.
耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，40天受魔鬼的试探。
Verse 1, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness.
我们刚才讲到，第三章最后一节嘛，这个说到亚当是神的儿子。
In chapter 3, the last verse, it says, Adam was the son of God.
亚当在创世纪有没有被魔鬼诱惑？
When Adam, in the book of Genesis, was he being tempted by Satan?
大家创世纪一翻就知道，是的，他被诱惑。
And if you read the book of Genesis, you know that yes, Adam was tempted.
好，然后来到刚才讲，我们说主耶稣也是人子哈，在人子的时候呢，4章1节， 40天受魔鬼的诱惑，主耶稣。
And now Jesus, being the Son of Man, he was also tempted for 40 days.
告诉我们什么事？告诉我们说，亚当第一代的人，一直到主耶稣，都是被魔鬼在试探的对象。
So it describes that and tells us that Adam, as the first generation of man, being tempted by Satan, and all the way to Lord Jesus, to this generation, he was also tempted by Satan.
再一次说明，我们不可能，我们也不会躲掉，哈，也躲不掉。
So it means that we cannot run away from temptation.
但是我们必须要成功了 ，succeed.
But we have to succeed and overcome it.
我们不能像亚当啊。
We cannot be like Adam.
我们要像主耶稣啊。
But rather, we have to be like Jesus.
好，我们可以看到说这里我们有两个身份，但是结果呢，必须我们自己要做一个选择了。
So since we have two identities, but our end result, the consequence, is something we can choose.
选择是我们自己做。
And this is our select our decision.
对，那但是呢，结论自己要负责哦。
But we have to bear the consequences.
我们看亚当选错了。
And we can see that Adam made the wrong path.
我们看主耶稣选对了。
And Jesus chose the right thing.
那聪明的我们呢，要拿哪要以谁为我们的榜样呢
？So as being smart.Which model, role model should we take?
好，我们看第一个试探哈，四章的三到四节。
So let's look at the first temptation, chapter 4, verse 3 to 4.
对 ，three to four 哈。好，我们先从第二节了。第二节说，那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了他就饿了。主耶稣会饿哈，昨天传道有讲了。
So in verse 2, so he was being tempted for 40 days, and then he became hungry at the end.
好，第三节。
Verse 3.
魔鬼对他说了：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物啊。”
In verse 3, the devil said to him, "If you are the son of God, command the stone to become bread."
我们可以看到哈，魔鬼用什么身份来试探耶稣？他说：“你是神的儿子。”
You can see that the devil said to him, "Since you are the son of man, that's how he wants Jesus to be tempted."
但是我们刚才一直在读的《路加福音》所记载的，就是耶稣做人子的时候。
But you can see now in Gospel of Luke chapter 3, Jesus was the son of man.
也就是说，在《路加福音》这个阶段呢，主耶稣只有人子身份，没有神子的身份。
So during this period of time in the Gospel of Luke, Lord Jesus only had the identity as the son of man.
对你，所以。我们看到哈，魔鬼用说你是神的儿子，也就是说你就是 Savior， 就是弥赛亚的意思啊，你是个救主哎。
So the devil said that you are the son of God means that you are the Savior.
我们看到说，魔鬼呢知道耶稣是谁。
So you can see the devil knows who Jesus was.
对，也知道耶稣的能力。
And also knew his capability.
是，所以。魔鬼呢，用耶稣知道耶稣是谁，知道他的能力呢，来试探他第一件事情。
So being know Jesus' identity and also his capability, he tempted Jesus.
因为呢，魔鬼可以用这样的方式呢，来要耶稣说，你就把你看那个话讲得很简单，你把这个石头变成面包，变成饼就可以了啊。
Because through this advantage, he can tell Lord Jesus, you can just command the stone to become bread.
肚子饿了。
Since you're hungry.
对，就这样做啊，没有什么不对的，对吧？如果看起来没什么不对的。
And just do this. There's nothing. It seems like there's nothing wrong to doing so.
对，因为你是神子，所以一定做得到。
Because you are the son of God, truly you can do it.
而且你绝对有能力。我魔鬼相信，这个耶稣一定有能力，可以做得到。
And for sure, you have this power. And Satan knew that he has this power.
你既然饿了，你就赶快这样做啊。
Since you're hungry, just hurry.Change the bread to stone. Turn stone to bread.
这是这个 bread 哈，是每天的事情。
The bread represents something that's daily.
对，我们每天都会饿哈。
Because every day we get hungry.
不管在哪一方面的饥饿哈。
Regardless what kind of hungry you encounter.
所以先告诉我们哈，魔鬼会每一天都会有试探哦。
So it means that every day the temptation will come from the devil.
再讲清楚一点。魔鬼呢，会在我们要做决定的时候呢，总是有一些试探。
Or put it this way, whenever we had to make a decision, the Satan would tempt us.
好，那在我们的选择啦。
So it depends on what we choose at the end.
主耶稣当时有没有能力？绝对有能力变成面包，太简单了。
So the Lord Jesus had the power to change the stone to bread. Of course he did.
对，你可以用你自己的身份来做这样的神迹啊。
Because he can use his identity to perform such miracles.
好，我们看主耶稣怎么说哈。
But what the Lord Jesus say?
好，来，马上这个第四节就说到了，说耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所说的一切话。
And verse 4, but Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God.
对，我们看这一节哈，这一节事实上在圣经里面是有出处的哈，有地方来的，绝对不是随便说的。So
this is a reference to another verse in the Bible, so it's not just something Jesus just birthed out.
好，在生命记的第八章的第三节。
It's from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3.
对，《申命记》的八章的第三节。
It was from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3.
好，你会看到最后面说，乃是要靠神口中所出的一切话。
But by every word of God.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man shall not live by bread alone.
好，今天告诉我们有一个重点来了哈，今天我们也是神子。
So there's a focus there, since we are also the Son of Man today.
我们靠着神的力量，凡事都可行。
Through the power of God, we can do everything.
我们会把自己的身份当成一个使用的工具。
We can turn ourselves into a purposeful tool.
为了要完成我能够吃面包的目的。
And just to for the fact that we want to eat the bread.
对。 那我们会错用了我们这神子的身份。
So sometimes we misuse our identity as the Son of Man, Son of God.
也就是说呢，你会看到哈，魔鬼呢引诱主耶稣呢，不要按照神的旨意来做了。
So what Satan's temptation is that Lord Jesus should not do things according to the will of God.
你用神迹就可以解决你的肚子饿了。
And he said, just use perform a miracle to fulfill your hunger.
神的旨意要你来做人子，
But God's will is for him to become the Son of Man.
但在这件事情上，你不需要做人子。
But in this event, you don't have to be the Son of Man.
结论就是说，你不要按照神的旨意啦。
So what Satan is saying that you don't have to do things according to the will of God.
我们看得很小哈，只是吃面包，为什么讲这么大？为什么讲把它延伸这么长？
It seems like something so little just. Eating a bread becomes something so elaborate.
这是魔鬼的伎俩哦。And
this is the strategy of Satan.
魔鬼总是拿小事呢，能够把我们的信仰改变哦。And
Satan could use something so little, so insignificant, and twist our faith with it.
我们不要忽视这样的事情。And
we should never neglect such something small.
你从吃面包又变面包这件事情呢，就可以看得到魔鬼其实告诉耶稣，你不要依照神的旨意做人子啦。
So from this event, just asking Jesus to change the stone to bread, it already means that he told God to do Jesus not to be the Son of God.
再回到亚当被魔鬼引诱的时候那件事，哈。And
goes back to when Adam was being tempted.
创世纪的第三章里面。In
Genesis chapter 3.
好，魔鬼说什么？
What does the devil say?
好，魔鬼说，你不用听神的话了。
Satan said that you do not have to listen to God.
好，你吃了以后不一定会死啦。If
you eat it, you may not die.
因为神什么？神怕你的眼睛明亮，跟神一样啊。And
Satan said, God is afraid that your eyes will brighten just like him.
这就回到了我们刚才一开始读的世界上的三种诱惑。So
it goes back to the three temptations.
人的骄傲就出现了。Which
is the pride of life.
人的骄傲会挡住神的旨意啊。Because
the pride of life will block. The will of God.
对，因为我就是我，我为什么要听这位神？
Because I'm me. Why do I have to listen to God?
没错，我有两个身份，神子又是人子。
Even though I have two identities, the Son of Man and Son of God.
但是在这一刻呢，我身为人子的决定权呢，大过于身为神子的决定权。
But at this moment in time, I have the right to be the Son of Man instead of the Son of God.
我们看亚当这个错误，亚当的错误就出现了。
And this is how Adam was making a mistake.
不要听神的旨意啦。
Because he did not follow the will of God.
今天我们在信仰上也是一样哦。
And today, this is how we act in our faith.
当我们在生活上做决定的时候。
So when we make decisions in our life.
当我们在做每一天决定的时候。
And every day when we make all the decisions.
可能小到只是吃块面包而已，肚子饿而已。
Could be something minor, just eating a piece of bread.
我们不要忘记，我们是神的儿子。
But let us not forget that we are the Son of Man.
我们要让 我们要遵循神的旨意为最大原则。
We have to follow God's will as our principle of life.
好，我们大家都画过哈，可能小朋友，一些学生，他们都会把画一个三角形。
So very often for students, we draw a triangle.
对 ，triangle 啊、哦，然后呢，这个三角形的上面呢，就会放这个家庭，把我放在上，把这个什么。把家庭放在上面、哦、
So on the top of the triangle, we'll put a family.
对，然后学校。
And on the side is school.
教会。
And then on the other side is church.
三角形，三角嘛，哈、哦。
So it's a triangle with three things on each side.
对，我们在圣公园讲集会哈，大家都说要在这个三角形找一个平衡点哦。
And very often in a holy worker seminar, we often say that we have to find a balance point among these three things.
对，这三个点如果不找平衡点哈，你会 burn out， 叫做你会精疲力尽啊。
So if you don't find a balance point, you will get burn out.
看起来似乎是对的哈。
And it appears to be right.
但是这个三角形的中间哈不见了。
However, the center of the triangle is not there.
哎，马上有人会说，那答案很简单，三角形中间就是我嘛。
And someone said, it's so important. I mean, it's so easy. The center of this triangle is just me, myself.
对，我有家庭，我有功课嘛，这是最上面的嘛，啊、哦。
So we have family and we have schoolwork.
对对对，啊，我有教会嘛。
And have church on the other end.
哦，还有我有其他的生活嘛。
And also have other things in life.
我在中间嘛。
And I am in the center.
对，所以我只要这三个三角形平衡呢，其实我就是 happy man， 我就是很快乐了。
So as long as these things are balanced, then I will become a happy man.
好，这是以人的角度来看哦。
And this is explained in the perspective of man.
把神的事情放在其中一角哦。
And putting God's things in one of the corner.
对，但是哈，我们基督徒既然有两个身份哦，我们要把神放在正中间呢。
But since we're Christian, we have two identities. We have to put God right in the center.
反而要把我哈放在三角形的其中一角啊
，and put me myself in one of the corner.
是，然后才是放我的家庭在另外一角啊。
Then we put family on the other corner.
然后再把教会放在另外一角啊。
And church on the last corner.
所以，当我们遇到试探的时候
，so when we receive temptation,
我们以神为中心
，we will put God in the center.
这个试探不论是在我自己个人的身上。
So if this temptation is on myself,
或是在我的家庭里面
or is it in my family,
甚至在我们的教会里面
or maybe it would be a church,
所有的选择跟决定以神为中心
and all the choices and decisions should be based on God.
今天我们在信仰上会有时候会 struggle, 会有时候会很挣扎，因为我们以我们自己为中心。
Sometimes our life or our faith would be a very It makes us struggle because we put ourselves in the center.
对，因为我们都有骄傲。
Because we are all very proud.
因为以我为主才是重点。
Because if we put ourselves in the center, then we are proud.
我们看到路加福音。
Let's read Luke.
路加福音六章。
Luke chapter 6.
六章四十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 46.
对，路加福音六章四十六节。
Chapter 6. Verse 46.
你们为什么称呼我主啊，主啊，却不遵行我的话呢
？But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not to do things which I say？
这句话其实是一个很强烈的提醒哈。
And this line is a very strong reminder to us.
对，我们提醒我们了，在很多事情上真的要遵行主的话，也就这本圣经了。
So many times in our life, we should follow the will of God, which is written in this Bible.
哦，因为呢，我们面对的撒旦哈，我们面对撒旦会一直叫我们改变，以自己的意思为主，神的意思放旁边再说。
So what Satan is trying to tell us is that we should put ourselves in the center and put God aside.
好，我们再看罗马书。
And let's also read the book of Romans.
罗马书也是一个提醒哦。
And Romans also reminded us.
来，罗马书十四章的第八节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 8.
罗马书十四章第八节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 8.
我若活着是为主而活，若死了就为主而死，所以我们或活或死总是主的人啊。
For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's.
我们可以看到，保罗这样的劝勉当时的弟兄姐妹。
And you can see that Paul encouraged the brother and sister there.
今天也是要劝勉我们。
And the same encouragement goes to us.
我们从现在开始要把第八节当成我们要列为我们的志向。
And
determination, 志向对。
From today, we have to use this verse as our determination.
好，我们要把这个当成一个目标了。
And this is our goal.
好，这样子才能够达到什么？才能够达到第八节最后哈，总是主的人呐。
If we do that, then we will always the Lord's.
今天我们不论在现在或是到未来哈，我们都一定要把握这个原则，总是主的人。
So no matter in the present or in the future, we have to keep this principle that we became or remain as God's.
也就是说，不论是活着，不论是死的，不论是什么时候做决定，都是要以主为中心呐。
So whether we are living or we are dead, we have to have God as our center.
好，紧接下来我们看到主耶稣又受了第二个试探跟第三个试探。
And later on, you can see the second and the third temptation.
我们刚才讲的那个结论哈，不外乎都是。以人的骄傲、眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲为原则，为方式，应该说为一个陷阱啦。
So we can see these temptations always around the three points, which is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
刚才讲了，这些全部是世界来的。
And all these things are from the world.
世界属谁的
？And who does the world belong to？
来，一样在这个我们看路加哈，一样是路加福音里面，就是第四章。
And in Luke chapter 4,
好，路加福音第四章哦。我们看到哦，这边魔鬼自己说哦，魔鬼自己说第六节。
And in verse 6, Satan said,
好，他对主耶稣说，对他讲，对主耶稣说，这一切的荣华、权柄、荣华，我都要给你啊，因为呢，这原是交付给我的啊，我愿意给谁就给谁啊。
And the devil said to Jesus, "All this authority I will give you, and their glory, for this has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish."
好，所以我们也可以看到，刚才我们先讲结论的原因就在这里，也就是说，整个世界呢，事实上是魔鬼的。
So that's why we had the conclusion first, because the entire world belonged to the devil.
他当时魔鬼当时在诱惑亚当的时候，也是用这三招嘛。
And when Satan tempted Adam. He also used these three things.
我们看，当主耶稣受试探的时候呢，魔鬼也是用这三样。
And when Satan tempted Lord Jesus, he also used these three aspects.
啊，今天的我们呢？今天的我们哈，也不外乎这三样。
So today, when Satan tempts, it will be also on these three things.
好，所以呢，罗马书又在讲了。
So it's also mentioned in the book of Romans.
我们看罗马书二章十二章。
Romans chapter 12,
十二章第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
十二章第二节，罗马书。
Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is good, What is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God?
你看保罗勉励哈，一开始就讲不要效法这个世界。
So that's what Paul encouraged them. We do not conform to the world.
因为这个世界也就是这三样。
Because the world offer these three things.
对，哈，骄傲、眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲就是这样。
Which is the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life.
整个世界都是这样。
The entire world offer these things.
因为在魔鬼的手下，因为是给他的。
Because this is under the
那他要拿这个世界呢，来诱惑我们离开这位神。
And Satan used these things to tempt us away from God.
所以叫试探哈。
And that's why it's called temptation.
对，要试探我们，让我们离开神，这是魔鬼的目的哦。
And Satan's goal is to tempt us away from God.
跟神的目的是不同的哈。
And this is different from the will of God.
神给我们试炼 trial 哈。
God gives us trial,
就是要让我们成为什么？成为晶晶哦 ，pure gold.
So that we can be refined as a pure gold.
哦，但是呢，他 神绝对不是要看我们离开他，绝对不是这个意思。
But God never wants us or never planned to have us depart from
him. 魔鬼的目的不同哦。
But the Satan's goal is different.
从亚当到耶稣到我们，都是要企图引我们离开这位神。
From the time of Adam to Jesus and to us, his goal is to for us to depart from God.
那靠的也就是世界上的事。
And it's through the temptation from the world.
当我们在读第十二章第二节，罗马书刚刚在看一下，我们如果从另外一个角度来看。
But if you read Romans chapter 12 verse 2 with another perspective.
如果我们开始效法这个世界,
if we conform to this world.
那么后面的都不要讲了，后面的。 心意不会更新而变化，不会的哈。
And whatever happened later will not happen like renewing the spirit and mind.
对，也没有能力哈，也没有那个力量去查验神的旨意，也看不出来了。
And we wouldn't have the ability to prove and test what is God's will.
这就是魔鬼的伎俩。
And this is the strategy of Satan.
好，所以今天的我们，既然也有神子又有人子的身份，我们也要很注意了。
So today, since we have two identities, the Son of Man and Son of God, we have to be watchful.
好，我们会说，那我们不是 under attack， 就是受魔鬼攻击啊。And
not saying that we are under attack by Satan.
对，那我们有时候会没力耶。But
sometimes we are just so weak and have no power.
对 ，no power 哈。我们看马太福音哈。Let's
turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
我们看马太福音。The
Gospel of Matthew.
章
，Chapter Nine
啊，马可福音，对不起，马可福音。
Mark Chapter Nine，
对，马可福音的9章，我们来看。好，马可福音9章23节
，Mark Chapter Nine Verse 23。
耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”
Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes."
好。 这句话呢，我们要前后文看，也就是主耶稣在当时在行一个神迹。
So if you look at the story, it talks about Lord Jesus was performing a miracle.
好，也是教导当时的门徒，要有这样的信心呐。And
he was teaching the disciples to have faith.
好，也就是在信的人凡事都能做了。So
he says, if you can believe, all things are possible.
你若能信。 前面有一句话说 ，If you can believe， 你若能信。So
if you can believe，
好，24节。In
verse 24，
24节呢，这个事件哈，这个神迹的这个孩子的父亲立时喊着说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”So
immediately, verse 24, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief."
我们看这个孩子的父亲呢，其实跟我们都很像哦。So
you can see this father of this child just like us.
对。 我信不足
My faith is not enough
重点来了我们会不会及时立刻立时的向耶稣说主啊我信不足
But the point is are we like this father that when we realize we don't have enough faith we ask Lord Jesus
对求主帮助
And we ask Jesus for help
那这个小字说就是古卷有说他立时流泪的喊着
So it says that he said it with tears
With tears 今天呢，我们在祷告的时候，我们也要学习求这件事情嘛。So
today when we kneel down and pray, we have to pray for this thing.
今天我们在信仰上有时候真的也是挺挣扎的。And
sometimes in our life and in our prayer, we often struggle.
对，在这个时候呢，其实我们要自己要了解，我信不足。
And at this point of time, we have to realize and understand that our faith is not enough.
对，我信不足，不是丢脸的事。And
not having enough faith is not something we should be embarrassed about.
有时候我们会说，我信心很好啊。Sometimes
we say,
谁说不够的？We
said that, oh, I have good faith. Who said I don't have enough faith?
那要由耶稣来讲，不是你跟我讲。But
this is supposed to be judged by Jesus, not by you and me.
我们学孩子的父亲。We
have to learn from this father.
主啊，我信不足啊。
And he said, "Lord, help my unbelief."
对，该流泪就流泪啊。If
you need to cry, you cry.
在祷告当中，向主流泪的祈求，说：“我信不足啊。”
In a prayer, you can cry out to the Lord and say, "Help my unbelief."
因为9章23节, 主, 你说在信的人, 凡事都能啊,
because Jesus said that if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
所以当我们面对魔鬼试探的时候,
so when we face the temptation by Satan,
绝对是辛苦的, 主耶稣也知道,
and Jesus knew that we are struggling and we are in great pain.
诶, 但是呢, 我们却有 option, 我们却有方法, 我信不足向主求啊,
but there's an option, there's a way out, because if you don't have enough faith, we can ask God to help our unbelief.
对, 我们的主耶稣信实的神, 因为他有 promise, 他有这个应许说, 在信的人, 凡事都能啊,
and we know that God is faithful because for those who believe, everything is possible.
所以今天我们面对, 我们面对魔鬼试探的时候呢, 我们必须要有这样的, 要有这样的, 要下这样的功夫啊, 要这样的 practice, 齁。
So today, when we face temptation by Satan, we have to put our effort in this way.
就算在祷告中流泪都没有关系啊。
So it's okay when we pray and we shed tears.
今天我们向主耶稣求很多事。
Today we ask Lord Jesus for many things.
齁, 很可能都只是, 不能说很可能, 应该说不外乎面包。
And very often it includes the bread.
平顺, smooth, 齁。
Smooth life.
对, 然后呢, 帮我克服我现在眼前的困难,
and help us to encounter or to overcome the difficulties before us.
啊, 这些都没有错哦,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
但是呢, 我们不要忘记哦, 不要忘记哦, 要学这个父亲哦, 我信不足啊。
But let's not forget, like this father, that our belief is not enough.
那, 我们像能够体谅我们的主耶稣这样求, 主耶稣一定帮助。
And since Lord Jesus can sympathize us, and He can surely help us.
那我们在面对魔鬼试探的时候呢, 我们就能够做出对的选择。
So when we face the temptation of Satan, we can make the right decision.
那 right decision 是什么? 正确选择, 就是按照主的旨意来做选择。
And the right decision is to do things according to the will of God.
那么就可以回到我们刚才所读的, 他也是受试探, 但是他不犯罪。
And just like go back to what we read, even though he was tempted, but yet without sin.
好, 我们求神帮助, 我们求主耶稣帮助,
so we ask Lord Jesus to help us.
好, 大家都说在新的一年, 好, 新年快乐。
And since it's a new year, and happy new year to you all.
对, 但是在这新年快乐的背后, 好, 我们从现在开始呢, 要真的向主, 要向主求啊, 我信不足啊。
And in this new year, we have to ask God to help our unbelief.
如果我们信很足, 哦, 我们的信仰不会是现在这样。
If our belief is good, and we wouldn't be like this.
哦, 所以我们求主耶稣的帮助。
So we ask God to help us.
我们一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
唱诗144首。
Hymn 144.